Conversations with Mobile Home Girl, 10 Do's and Don'ts to Get Started in Mobile Home Investing by Rachel Hernandez, aka Mobile Home Girl of AdventuresInMobileHomes.com. This audio is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that neither the author or the publisher is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. Hello and welcome. This is Rachel Hernandez, aka Mobile Home Girl, from AdventuresInMobileHomes.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio. Today I'm going to talk about getting started in mobile home investing with a list of 10 do's and don'ts I recommend for those wanting to get started in mobile home investing. But before I get started, I wanted to take some time to talk a little bit about myself and my background. I first got started in real estate investing almost a decade ago when I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. This book really made things click for me. What I learned from this book was the concept of financial freedom and the type of income that comes with it, passive income. Passive income is income that comes in no matter what. I didn't have to be there. And by creating passive income, I could achieve financial freedom and create a life where I could do the things I wanted to do, not had to do. So after reading Kiyosaki's book, my goal was to build up enough cash so that I could eventually buy and hold properties, which would create a passive stream of income so that I could achieve financial freedom. So I started out investing in real estate by building up cash by bird dogging and wholesaling. Eventually, I built up enough cash to start holding properties. But things didn't really turn out so good. I became a burnt out landlord. Yes, it was nice to have passive income coming in. But this income was not passive at all. I was constantly managing. I experienced what most landlords experience, tenant management. I received many a phone calls, some even late at night. There was always something that needed fixing, always someone wasn't happy. Even when I brought in property management to help out, I found myself managing the managers. This was not my idea of financial freedom. After a while, I became tired. Tired of everything. Tired of life, tired of not being able to take a vacation without the phone ringing. And then I reread a special little book that had been sitting on my bookshelf for years, Deals on Wheels by Lonnie Scruggs, that talked about the concept of mobile home investing by creating notes and becoming the bank. And this is what changed my life forever. So then I decided to liquidate everything and go into mobile home investing. And here I am. For those who are interested, here are 10 do's and don'ts I recommend to get started in mobile home investing. Number 1, do get your personal finances in order. Don't rush into it without knowing your personal financial situation. Before you even start investing, the first thing to do is get your personal finances in order. Know how much money is coming in and how much money is going out. There have been countless people who go out and invest without even having their own finances in order first. This is dangerous. By having your financial house in order before you start investing, you will have a solid foundation of how much money is going in and how much money is going out, and what areas you need to work on. From here, you can start to construct a plan on what your needs are financially to determine if you are ready to start investing or not. Number 2, do educate yourself. Don't go into investing blindly. If you plan on investing in mobile homes, learn all you can about the business and the system. For those who are just getting started, I highly recommend reading the book Deals on Wheels by Lonnie Scruggs. In this book, you will learn his system for investing in mobile homes. Read it, study it, and then take action. Apart from learning the system, you will also need to educate yourself in other areas of business, such as sales, negotiation, accounting, etc. Knowledge is power. Number 3, do get experience. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Once you've got the education, then you've got to go out and get the experience. Use what you learn and take action. If you are just starting out and have very little experience, the best way to go out and learn with the least amount of risk is to work with an investor and find deals for them. Don't worry about the money. The important thing is you get the experience and learn to spot a deal and put them together. If you can learn how to put deals together, you will be way ahead of the game. Number 4, do try to find a mentor. Don't work with someone you don't feel comfortable working with. It's very important for you to have a support network of people you can go to for advice. In the past, I've always had mentors. Find someone in your area who is doing what you want to do and learn from them. Local real estate investing associations and groups are a good place to start. Find someone that you feel comfortable working with and learn from. Don't choose someone you don't feel comfortable with. A lot of times, it's really a personality issue. Find someone you feel you can learn from, but also works with you personality-wise. Number 5, do learn your market. Don't start making offers without knowing your market first. Learn the market values of mobile homes in your area. Don't rush into making offers on mobile homes if you don't know the market. Take the time to learn the market first. Yes, it will take time, but in the end, it will be worth it. It took me 6 months to learn my market, and then another 2 months to find and do my first mobile home deal. So altogether, it took me 8 months to learn my market and do my first mobile home deal. But it was definitely worth it. Now that I know my market, I can spot a deal right away. Had I not took the time to learn my market, I would not be able to spot deals and would struggle as many investors I see do. Number 6, do have an exit strategy. Don't just go off and start without an end goal in mind. Before you even start, you need to know your exit strategy. What is your plan? Are you looking to build up cash, or are you ready to buy and hold for cash flow? If you find a great deal, will you sell for cash, wholesale, or retail? Or will you hold for cash flow? Remember, this will depend on your personal situation and your finances. I do not recommend holding for cash flow if you do not have the cash reserves for holding costs. As in all real estate, once you start holding properties, there will always be holding costs associated. Believe me, these costs do come up. Number 7, do have a marketing strategy. Don't just market blindly. In addition to an exit strategy, you will also need to have a marketing strategy. How will you market for buyers and sellers of mobile homes? What areas will you focus on? What marketing methods will you use? And what is your budget for marketing? In the beginning, don't just focus on one marketing strategy. You will need to try a few different strategies and see what works for you. Remember, what works for someone else may not work for you, and vice versa. Number 8, do build your team. Don't go into this without having a support network. It's very important to build your team and have a strong support network of go-to people. This will help when you come across a problem or situation where you need a second opinion. You will need to have a team in place to help you. Some team members in the mobile home business include park managers, dealers, contractors, mentor, other investors, etc. Start networking and interviewing to build your team. Remember, you don't want to be stuck in a situation without any team members to help you out. It's best to start building your team early on in the process. Number 9, do learn the laws. Don't go into this business without knowing the processes and the procedures involved. Learn the laws in your area. In some areas, you may be required to get a dealer's license if you plan on buying and selling mobile homes. Usually, this is handled by a government agency. All in all, find out what the requirements are, if any, in your area, and what's involved if you plan to invest in mobile homes. Number 10, do have fun and be persistent. Don't get down about obstacles that get in the way. Most importantly, have fun. If you don't like what you do, how can you enjoy life? Keep in mind why you are doing what you are doing. What is the alternative? Be persistent. In the beginning, you will encounter a lot of obstacles. Don't get down about this. Take it as a challenge and try to remain positive. What makes you stronger is getting past these obstacles. Honestly, I went through the same thing when I first started out. But I got through them and I learned. And remember, learning by doing is far better than doing nothing at all. I hope this has helped and been beneficial for those out there who are interested in mobile home investing. As Lonnie Scruggs, the godfather of mobile home investing, says, "Your financial future will be determined by the choices you make today. I hope you make the right choice for you. Happy investing." For more information about mobile home investing, feel free to visit adventuresinmobilehomes.com. Conversations with Mobile Home Girl: 10 Do's and Don'ts to Get Started in Mobile Home Investing, by Rachel Hernandez, aka Mobile Home Girl of adventuresinmobilehomes.com. Copyright 2010 by Rachel Hernandez. All rights reserved. No part of this audio may be duplicated without the explicit consent and permission of the author.